Cardiff City in the place. Pick up yourself, Hilton.
Go now, don't look back. We've drawn the line. Move on. It's so good to go back in time. Oh, I would never find a girl like you. For I'd be anything takes two. With fire and ice. Ooh, yeah. Sarah, storms operate in your eyes. Sarah, now I can realize. Sarah, you're like a beauty queen. Sarah, dangerous. Ooh, yeah.
Pull that one back to the top, but first, if I'm lucky, I can say hello, Frankie. Are you there?
Hey, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very well, and I'm very glad to welcome you to reggaespace.com. How are you doing?
Oh, reggaespace.com. It's nice to be in your company this evening.
Well, you're very, very welcome, and I appreciate you taking time out to join us. Large up yourself and fire roots.
Always a pleasure.
And big up to Dags, and big up to all the listeners from the four corners of the world.
That's right. All Frankie Paul lovers, four corners of the world, and in the middle also. Enough respect.
Okay. I'm going to run that one again. You might have heard it before. It's a track entitled Sarah.
Yeah.
You might remember.
World's greatest redone music.
Yes.
It was originally done by Starship.
Yes.
Okay. From the movie Fire and Ice.
Well, I was just commenting with a track before how sometimes it doesn't matter who made the song or who made the rhythm. After Frankie Paul sings it, it kind of changes.
I know you're going to say that.
You know, I was saying that with regard to the score.
Yeah.
From you sing that, the rhythm name, the score rhythm.
Yes.
And similarly with Sarah.
Sarah rhythm.
It's a Sarah rhythm. So that's quite an accomplishment. How do you feel about those kind of things happening? Huh.
Well, I feel really grateful for that because, you know, when something is named after your song, when a rhythm is named after your song, it's like a dream come true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. I mean, after you're long gone, dare I say, you know, the rhythms will be still be rinsing out and reversion. So it's one way of getting immortality.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to rinse it out one more time. Everybody
one
loves
more time. Sarah from Frankie Dancehall Paul, the old Gaga on the bar.
respect goes out to you from many of the listeners here. Jacqueen, Sister Moon, bigging you up. And Sonia 58 out of Luton is bigging you up.
Okay.
DJ 74.
British counterparts.
Yes, the list is... The list is long. Everybody is bigging you up and very glad to have you with us here today. DJ 745 out of Leicester.
And DJ 745. What's up, man?
Yes, you know that name, don't?
Yeah, of course. I've done Jingles and Tune for you.
Yes, indeed. So, where can I start?
Anywhere.
Anywhere. Well, one thing that's one thing in my mind is that you've had a very long career, some 35 and more years. And while the music in that time and the actual rhythms have changed, it would seem to me that Frankie Dancehall Paul maintains a high consistency. He doesn't really stray away from, you know, the original dancehall. Frankie
Dance
Paul.
Stray from the original dancehall. You see, I play instruments myself. So I'm going to repeat that. I play instruments myself. I make beats in the studio at times. So my mind is sticking to the original dancehall. There's no flavor of dancehall like the original dancehall.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because they come nowadays and start making something and say that's dancehall, and it doesn't sound like dancehall, I'm going to tell them it's not dancehall. Yeah?
Yeah.
Dancehall is real, authentic, real, original, rubber dub style. Yes?
Yes, yes.
Dancehall style.
So what?
And you know, dancehall style cannot spoil.
That's right. So how do you feel about, you know, the changes that come about? You know, we can't stop progress, you know, and there's a new younger generation.
As I said before, I am not leaving my original dancehall style. Yeah? Because that's the flavor, and that's the original, that's where it's from.
Yes, I have to stop you there, Frankie. You're a little bit low on this end. I don't know if you can come closer to the mic or something.
All right, you hear me now?
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Okay. I was saying, dance, the music nowadays, the changes has not really, I'm not interfering with it because everyone has to eat. Yeah?
Yeah.
And where there's progress, as you said earlier, it cannot stop. Yeah, but I, for myself, I'd like to keep with the original dancehall flavor I have from Jump Street until now.
Yes, yes.
I'm not going to switch it up for none. Yeah? Dance can't dance without we. Words in the dance. Shame them. Them flavor there.
That's right.
Yeah?
Everlasting.
Everlasting.
Yeah. So it's served you well over the years, and there's no reason for you to think that, you know, you could get any more popular by changing your style.
It has to stay the same way.
And just freshen it up with new tunes.
A new style, you know what I'm saying? But still keep the original flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
the original flavor. Let me explain something to the people and let them hear something. What I'm talking about. The original flavor. I would keep the same flavor and say, my lady, I would the girl them want. Bring it down upon them. Girl, you draw me attention. With your fat bandeiral. And me know you have the cereal. Sing along. Move your body in a motion. You see?
Yes.
We keep the same style, but we flavor it up a little.
Yes.
And you know?
See, when you look at younger artists coming up now, you know, it seems they're more tempted to adopt the new flavor dancehall where the lyrics aren't so conscious and so righteous. They're more.
Lyrics are another storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you notice. Our lyrics back in the days, it tells a story.
That's right.
Yeah. And nowadays we can't hear nothing that telling us a story. Yeah?
Yeah.
What I would like to say to them, young artists, I know some of you have been to school. Most of you have been to school.
Yes.
And you know how to write a composition.
Right.
Write a proper composition so we could understand. We can't understand these drinking and all kind of stuff. Yeah?
Yeah.
Because that's all I hear on record nowadays, drinking and how you've lost and how much girls in the club. That's not a storyline.
That's right.
Yeah? We need storyline and conscious lyrics. Talk about Miss Mary down by the riverside washing her clothes because she liked to be fresh and clean. You understand?
Yes. Well, you know, it as a DJ, you know, I get tunes sent to me a lot, and yeah. You know, the topics that a lot of the younger artists are adopting, they seem to be the same old ones, and they're not really coming with anything original very
That's
often.
That's what I'm saying. They're not improvising. They're not thinking. When you're doing music, you have to be meditating, thinking about what's happening in this world today and what's happening around you and me. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What happened last night on the street while I was coming home, and you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You got to think and improvise a little. Make it a part of your life. Sink it in you. When you wake up in the morning time, you think about it. You sing a melody. What happens when you first wake up in the morning time, because every day is not the same.
That's right.
Yeah?
Right.
Different things happen every day. And when you're going to your bed, too. Yeah?
Yeah.
Because I've told the world millions of times, I eat, sleep, drink, walk, talk, sneeze, cry, music.
Music.
Yes? And the lyrics flow like raindrops.
Yes.
Yeah?
Well, I don't know if you was listening to the early part of my show, but I played the first kind of 15 minutes of pure Stevie Wonder tunes. Happens to be one of my favorite artists of all time. And when you
tell me about it.
And when you
that's my favorite of all time.
Yes. Well, just to give you a flavor, the tunes I was drawing, Love Is In Need of Love Today. I Was Made to Love. For Once in My Life. Signed, Sealed, Delivered. Uptight, Everything's All Right. And when you talk about lyrics and storyline, this guy, Stevie Wonder, he's got it off pat, don't you say?
Right. Of course. Of course. That's why he's my favorite artist.
That's right.
Yeah.
So just for information, you know, I know he's a big inspiration to you. And, you know, when you met him when you was something like 8 years old, he gave you encouragement to pursue the singing craft.
Yes.
Did you make your mind up to be a singer before that, or was that?
Yes. You know, that was my dream.
Yeah.
And then my dream was to meet Stevie Wonder. And then it went on and on. We met, and I've kept my end of the bargain to keep it up and grow stronger. And I've been strong and happy throughout my life that I've got where I wanted to go, and still going more, further and further, further, all over.
That's great. So whilst he was an inspiration at the time, you had already had designs on becoming an artist, a singer.
Yes.
I guess you had it in you from your family. Your mom was...
My mom was a singer. She sang in the church, and she sounded good, too.
Yeah.
Hey, she sounded good. She passed away. God bless her soul. And may she enjoy where she's at now.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
She was a good singer. And I sat one day listening to her. She was singing a song like, Ami be Gabrida, take it away from me. Even to left one cold, and I be the old Awi. And I was sitting there and saying, this woman should have been recording.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying to myself. Yo, she should have been recording, man. And then when she went up, glory to God, glory to God, five on a bar, and he no left no wheel, he only left one coal, and a pity all a wee. I'm saying, oh my days. I wish this lady could give me some voice lesson, but I realized that I was from her, and some of it rubbed off on me.
Yes.
It looked like most of it.
Okay.
So I continued to pursue my adventure into the music more deeper as I grow. Yeah. And as I get the knowledge and learn how to do certain things by playing piano by ear, playing the drums, any instrument you drop in front of me, I can master it
Wow.
at any time.
Wow. Again, echoes of Stevie Wonder.
Yes.
Yes. So, you feel it's important to be able to master an instrument so that you can then master your voice?
Of course,
Yeah.
very much so. But you have to master your voice first.
Okay.
Yeah. When you master your voice first, then you have the opportunity to stretch your talent some more and get into it more deeper and master the instrument of your choice or everyone.
Okay. Well, I'm going to blend some of our conversation with some music. After
Okay.
all, we're a radio station, and that's
Of
partly what
course.
we're here for. You have a tribute album on the street right now. I think it's your latest album.
Yeah. Dennis Brown, Frankie Paul sings Dennis Brown.
That's the
Is that
one.
it?
Respect.
Okay.
And I'm going to draw one and two tunes from that. But again,
Yeah.
harking back to Stevie, I'm looking to Frankie Paul to do a tribute to Stevie Wonder.
Of course, any day, anytime.
Well, I truly look forward to that because,
Yeah.
particularly the early Stevie, I can see a lot of similarities in there.
Once in my
Yes. Yes. Well, I look forward to that, and all the producers and people in the industry, anybody feel capable of doing that? Frankie seems willing. I am certainly happy to hear that, and well, if it happens, that will make my day.
It'll make my day more.
Okay, boss. Well, I'm gonna draw one of the tunes from the Respect album. I've got a few lined up, and some other things as well. We're gonna try and get in as many as we can. Before that, I just want to big up all those listening in right now. Yes, it's Yendis in conversation with the great Frankie Paul. Large up to Dags and Promotions team, Hilton, Caribbean Queen. Big up all those in the shout box. Jack Queen, Sister Moon, Lioness of Judah, LM June out of Jamaica, Maggie out of Sweden. Big up Mama J out of the Netherlands. Leicester represented here by Mr. Feel Good and DJ 745. Luton and London. Thomas Haggai Santos out of Kenya. And many, many more. Sorry, I can't. Oh, might as well be mentioned Kindred. He just touched down out of the Virgin Islands. The first one I'm going to draw, again, a very popular tune done by Dennis, and you've done a very good version of it. It's What About the Half?
What about the half that's never been told? What about the half that's never been told? Look how long it's been kept a big secret. Look how long it's been hiding away. Never been told.
Joyce, we have a shout box here, and those who are on the website can communicate with the DJ by indicating something in our shout box. And I'm looking at it now.
Pull up!
Pull up and brap and boom and kaboom!
Yes!
Larger Paul, Massive and Crew, feeling this one. Frankie Paul sings Dennis Brown, What About the Half?
What about the half that's never been told? What about the half that's never been told? Look how long it's been kept a big secret. Look how long it's been hiding away.
Respects to each and everyone in the shout box, booming it up and bombing it up and kaboom and pull up and this. Wow. I'm sorry I can't mention all the names because the shout box is moving a little bit too fast. I can see Ochi Santos and Panda out of Italy, Caribbean Queen out of the Virgin Islands, Larger Paul the UK, Massive, Sonia, Lioness of Judah, many more names to mention. But the question for you, Frankie.
Bingo.
Yes. Is your relationship with Dennis before his passing?
He was my good friend. Still my good friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, we toured together. We have been a humorous amount of shows together. We've been in the studio loads of times. We did a combination. We had a, they call it a face off, Frankie Paul meets Dennis Brown.
Oh, yes.
Dennis Brown in Stonebridge.
Head to head.
Yeah, in Bridge Park there.
Yeah.
That was a nice night.
Okay. Head to head, Frankie Paul and Dennis Brown. Wow.
That's right. One and one.
So was it difficult to choose tunes to put on this LP? You know, like yourself, he's very prolific.
Not really. Because, like Stevie Wonder, Dennis is one of my favorite artists, reggae artists. Yeah?
Yeah.
And I've been listening to Dennis Brown, all his records. I used to have them. Yeah?
Yeah.
And I think I can still find most of them.
Okay.
Yeah? Because growing up, I used to love nobody but Dennis and Stevie. Yeah?
Yeah. What is it, would you say, about Dennis, and again, perhaps about Stevie, that, you know, really puts them up in your ratings?
Okay, both of them, they control their voice properly.
Yeah.
And they have perfect pitch.
Okay.
Just like myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and their pronunciation and their presence and their feelings towards music and their emphasis and their relaxation at times, just like myself.
Yes, yes.
So it just connected.
Yes, yes. And is it a case that you three and perhaps some more, have those about you as a naturally, or is it, would you say that you maybe model yourself, or you know?
No, it's natural.
Yeah.
All natural. No boosting, no hyping, no putting on, nothing.
Right.
It's all natural. Yeah?
Yeah.
When you're singing, you gotta sing professionally. Yeah? You can't sing no boogle like we are. That's that. You have to be professional.
Yes, yes.
Yeah? Be nice and melodious and emphasize a lot and yeah, just do the right thing naturally.
Yes, yes. And whilst it's something that comes to you naturally, it is something that needs practice, don't?
You got it. Of course you got to.
Yeah.
You have to practice. Because if you don't practice, there's a time when you're not going to remember what you did. You have to practice every day, every single day. Even when you're not in the mood, just force yourself to be in the mood. And sing.
Yeah.
And play music.
Okay, okay.
I remember at times I'm not in the mood and I start singing and then all of a sudden I don't want to stop.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's the same with a lot of people, if not as singers, but as listeners to music. You could be in a down mood, but the music lifts you.
As long as music hits you, you feel no pain.
Right.
No hurt inside. All the troubles are gone. Yeah.
Well, there's one thing that strikes me about the way you perform and the music that you record. For me, you were one of the first people that struck me with the technique of providing your own harmonies.
Oh, okay. Back in the days when I just started. Yeah. Because in school, we had a group. Yeah, a group of us. Sometimes I would sing lead. Sometimes I would sing alto, tenor, or bass. Yeah, so we switch it up a little. Sometimes there's six people in the group and I have to sing augmented or crushes notes, so it blends with everything that's there. -7, -7, diminished, you understand?
Yes.
And we have to be singing all kind of different notes to let it match to sound good.
Yes.
Yeah. So I learned from there. And when I'm doing my music outside, I came from school and did my music. I said to myself, I would like to just let it sound good and putting on harmony and stuff like that. So I did that. And people were amazed because a lot of people never seen that before.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So there we go.
Yes,
bragging, but I'm telling the truth naturally.
And nowadays, it's a lot more common to hear that. But you know, way back in the 80s
was fun.
That's right. That was one of the striking things about your recordings, that you know you're providing the lead and you're providing the perfect harmony as well.
Of course.
Excellent.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, big up yourself, Frankie.
Every time.
Big respects to everyone tuned in right now. Big up Promotions pumping the shout box with some great pictures.
Big up everybody in the shout box.
Yeah.
Chat box in the big room there. Yeah. Flash it and tell the power.
Well, one of the pictures that is coming up is of you performing, and I think it's a recent one. You have a light-colored suit on. Do we catch you in between shows at the moment?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're in Europe at the moment, yes?
Yes.
I guess you're planning to do festivals.
Friday night is going to be a bomber in Hamburg.
In Hamburg?
Hamburg, Germany. And then Essen on Saturday.
Okay.
And then I go back to Gambia for a little while and come back out there. Yeah. Okay. I'm coming to England very soon.
Okay.
I'll be doing the Leeds Carnival. Yes. A couple more shows.
Okay. So the Europeans are getting a fair opportunity to see you live.
They're getting a little touch, you know what I'm saying, until the big outdoor shows.
Yes, yes. And you like the outdoors and the big venues, or you like
definitely. I like to see 25,000 people. I like to see 40,000 people, even 100,000 people.
It must be a special thing for you. I don't know if you can ever get used to all the people there in one voice singing your tunes.
Well, I get used to it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it let me feel good because I'm saying to myself, so many people know my music. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just make me feel proud, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm young, grew up back in the day to look where I'm at today.
Yes, yes. And I'm sure, you know, a lot of artists coming up now, you know, they cite that experience as something that they're striving for. And I hope they take some inspiration from you and the way you go about getting to where you are now, in that you pursue a positive attitude and you come with peace and unity, love. And
that's the way to live now. That's the way to live for all times. Peace, loving, let the people laugh a little.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself. Let the people sing along. You understand? Yes. You gotta be in the world of good.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
And we say this, you know, as if it's obvious, but it doesn't seem so obvious to some artists as they're rising up. It seems that they need to do something to get noticed, and that might not necessarily be a positive.
It's not positive when they do stuff like that. They do some outrageous things.
Yeah.
To let their names be called 17 times per week or more.
Yes.
Yeah? Showing up. Wanna be in that. But you see, when you do things like that, you got your fans, yes, but you just let your fans feel ashamed.
Yeah.
To see how they respect you and the way you can carry on behaving in a way that they wouldn't expect.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's why I have to be cool. I have to watch what I do, because the least little thing we do wrong, you know, it's out there in the media.
Yes.
Yeah. So we got to keep our hands and our faces clean. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And make good run.
Yes. Well, I'm going to draw our next tune here now, Frankie. It's another one from the Respect album. I noticed on one or two of them, you have a voice doing a short intro. I'm wondering whether you get someone in specially. They're not necessarily credited that I can see, or it's just people in the band, or what?
It's one of my friends.
Okay.
And a couple of my friends.
All right. Well, this one I'm going to draw for now, it's Africa. It too has a voice in the beginning. I don't know if you want to name the voice.
I used to live in Chicago. I can't remember his name.
Okay. Well,
he used to live in Chicago. Anyway, it's Frankie Dancehall Paul from the Respect album, the brand new album out now. Frankie Dancehall Paul sings Dennis Brown. Here comes Africa, Gambia.
As it was in the beginning.
His name is Spiritual.
Africa.
Oh boy, what? What a tune.
What a rendition. I remember his name now. His name is Spiritual.
Get a flavor of the African environment in the intro. Listen.
As it was in the beginning.
Frankie, there's a lot of tunes and a lot of artists who use that same sentiment about going back to Africa, and you seem to be one of the lucky ones to actually achieve that. What made you settle or spend some of your time in the Gambia region?
I went there in 1998 to a show, and people loved me. I performed for 7 hours.
7 hours?
Yes.
Wow.
And the people loved me so much, and I loved people, and I loved the country. So I decided that's where I'm going to be. 17 years and going strong now.
Okay. I mean, many of the black African diaspora may or may not know, but we would have many of us would have a link if we were to trace our DNA back to the region of Gambia.
Back to Bruce.
Yeah. Yes.
Of Gambia.
And I'm curious now, because you do spend time in Gambia and Jamaica. How you would make a comparison between the two places and the similarities and differences?
That's a big one. That's a tough one. Yeah. Okay, Jamaica is nice.
Okay.
Yeah? It's my born land.
Yes.
I love it. But then Gambia is more of a place where I would be.
Okay.
Yeah? More peaceful. The environment is nice. Food is nice also, and the climate is just like Jamaica.
Okay.
But it's peaceful.
Right.
That's the difference.
I get a feeling that the peacefulness is an important thing to you and your family.
Of course, most definitely.
Because you don't get that same peace in Jamaica.
No, never. Can't get it. You get scared when they listen to news. People running up and down, talking on the street, something just happened. And it sounds very horrible, and they take it for a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not serious about things there. I love the place. Mark Hughes, my bond man.
Yeah.
I love the place, but they need to get themselves together.
Right.
Yeah. They do need to get themselves together.
So in terms of the society, you know, there's no comparison really. There's so many negative things we're hearing about Kingston and Jamaica as a whole. Yes,
and it's not nice.
No.
Totally. And I've been there. I've been back there to try to cope with it, but I just can't. Yeah, it's not kosher.
Yeah.
And some of the people are not kosher either. They create a stigma which is not which I don't know. But I still love them though.
Yes, yes.
I wish they would change. Yeah, I'm saying.
Yes, but it's like a big, big ship. It takes a lot to turn it around.
It can't turn around again. It's already gone off track.
Yeah.
All the mechanisms are broken now.
It's sad. It's sad.
It's very sad. Very sad one. It's a country I love. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you don't know. You go there, you don't know what's going to happen next or where the thing's going to start, or you probably... I keep myself indoors.
Okay.
Yeah? Not saying it can't happen still, but I keep myself away from a lot of things when I go there.
Mm.
From the studio to my house, to the supermarket, to the hotels, performing. Because when I'm there, I do a little cabaret work. I
yes.
Sing songs like, I only know when she began to dance with me. I could have danced, danced, danced all night. Yeah.
Wow. What about for the children, education-wise? How do they compare the education system in Gambia and Jamaica?
Okay. It's basically the same.
Yeah.
But I would like to bring some of the Jamaican teachers to the Gambia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, to see a little difference in how... that we would react to the Jamaican teaching.
I see.
Yeah. Because there are some fine teachers there in Jamaica.
Yes, I'm sure.
Wonderful teachers. When I was going to school in Jamaica, I had some wonderful, fabulous teachers at my school. Mrs. Hunt, Mrs. Nesbitt, Mrs. James, Mrs. Johns, Master Rosario, Miss Paulette Gooden, Mr. Rudolph Mills, Mr. Edwards. I tell you, Captain Lynch. Some nice teachers.
Okay.
Nice, nice, nice teachers.
Right. So what about the language? You get a grasp of the local language?
Yes, yes, yes. I've lived there for 17 years. I have to learn how to... relate to my brothers and sisters and my friends and my adopted kids down there. Actually, I adopted 15 kids down there, girls and boys.
How much?
15.
15 kids?
Mm-hmm.
That's,
and I'm doing a lot of work with the kids. Like anyone not going to school, I make it upon my duty to send them to school. And in the evening time, they come to a class near my compound, and we build also basic schools. Me and one of my friends has a school in Tangier that we are now working on, and we've worked on a couple already. Okay. And we're still doing it.
So Frankie Paul is have a concern for the coming generation.
Of course. I've got a couple grandkids, so I have to be concerned with the upcoming generation.
Yes, yes. and you'd prefer children to grow up in Gambia than Jamaica.
Yeah, I think it's better growing in Gambia because they're not going to grow with no violence on their mind.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because when you grow into Jamaica, hey, boy, I'm becoming a boss, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't want that, man. We don't want it. Yeah. Come, let's go play some football. Yeah. Come, let's go down by the beach. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And the other issue.
Let that old man clean up his yard. Yeah.
Wow. Mm. And them things don't go on in Jamaica, you say?
Jamaica, no. Okay, you come to my house in Gambia. We're cooking. You say you want to leave. You can't leave until the food is done and shared and you eat.
Yeah.
Then you can go about your business. Okay. We're not going to let you go on the road starving, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
if you don't have nothing in your house next door to me or in my community and you come, and there's something to eat. You get something to eat, something to you don't have, because I always make sure I have a pair of everything, clothing, yes, shoes, umbrella, all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, so if people come and they're in need of something, they receive it.
Okay.
With heart.
And the other thing I wanted to touch on is family life. I believe, you know, in Gambia, the number of wives a man can have is more than is in Jamaica.
Yes. As a Muslim, you can have at least 4 to 5 wives, even 7.
7 wives. Yeah. Well, again, there's it's interesting to make the contrast between the two environments.
You have one down, one right there in Payne Avenue and one in Montego Bay.
Right.
You have to keep them far from one another in Jamaica. But in Gambia, they can come to the same house, everybody there one time.
Wow.
One washing, one cooking, one cleaning. That's that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you have no fuss.
So again, I don't know if you would make a preference between the two styles of family.
The preference is Gambia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, because at least it's recognized by the state and it's an official thing. Whereas in Jamaica, it might go on, but it's unofficial.
You might get burned up with acid and chop up.
Yeah. Hmm? All right. Now, I'm going to mention a name to you now, Skygrass.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Actually, I just met them the other day in Jamaica. Heard about them by Christine Uhl of Essen, Germany, who's working with me. And they said they wanted to do a remix of Pastor Kushum Peng.
So this is a band?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a band, a new band, upcoming young boys. So I drove all the way from Montego Bay, went to Kingston, and I did my part. And I think it sounds different, unique.
Yes.
In a way. Yeah.
Okay. So before we play the tune, I'm wondering where you musically you're headed now. I mean, you know, you've had a long career and you've done combinations with all the major artists.
Well, I'm still doing it, because I'm still doing it. I recorded with some of Gambia and Senegal's top artists, man like Jali Bakuyate and Vivian Du and Youssou N'Dou.
Okay. But you seem to have an interest in bringing on younger people, a new generation.
Yeah. Because I've got a label called Coffee Walk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your own label.
I have a studio in Montego Bay called Coffee Walk. The company is called Coffee Walk.
Okay.
And we have recorded a lot of young artists. And actually, Sugar Miner gave us the last song before he passed away.
Oh.
Yeah. Soon be released.
Okay. So for people to get that, there's a concern from Frankie Paul about the new generation of artists.
And yes.
By working with them, I'm sure you're giving them a certain inspiration and a certain influence to move in a certain direction and away from a certain direction. True?
Definitely.
All right. Well, let's hear this track. This is a track from Skygrass, and you'll hear Frankie's voice in there. The track's entitled Pass the Kush.
That's right.
Pass the Kush, young peng. Pass it over.
1 pound of herb in a minivan. Heading in town from the farm where the collie come from. Who's by the sedum in a car by the miniman? Next to the cat where the gentleman can. Trip on the clock, we a rock pass. Squaddy weed trees in the breeze, sweet like cinnamon. Squaddy tons money to the center. The collie that's where the uniform and left Babylon. From farmer man to Kanasan, we're passing on the chronic. When we park it in the market, we a suck it with hydraulic. Through the grades and my Japanic, we a rap it. When we sash it in a bag of scandal plastic, like with the river tan.
Pass the bush on bang, pass it over.
Whoa.
Pass it over.
Large up yourself, DJ 745, Hilton Linus of Judah, all the boomers and bangers in the shout box.
Pass it over.
1 pound of herb in a minivan. Heading in town from the farm where the collie come from. Who's by the sedum in a car by the minimart. Next to the cat where the gentleman tan. Trip on the clock, we a rock pass. Squaddy weed trees in the breeze, sweet like cinnamon. Squaddy tons money to the center. The collie that's where the uniform and left Babylon. From farmer man to Kanasan, we're passing on the chronic. When we park it in the market, we a suck it with hydraulic. Through the grades and my Japanic, we a wrap it. When we sash it in a bag of scandal plastic, like with the river tan.
Pass the bush on bang, pass it over. Pass the kush on bang, pass it over. I don't smoke cigarettes, cause it will stop my breath. Oh no, the sky grass don't sniff gold, cause it will make them choke. Why? All we smoke is a real kush on bang. Kush on bang make we sing tune again. So pass the kush on bang, pass it over.
4 dozen herb seeds, sit down in a pocket well neat. On a flight where you reach overseas. 5 is the time of arrival, providing the pilot no we can sleep at the wheel. 6 custom officers and 1 immigration stamp the book leaf and salute the chief. Herb in a foreign now I grow like sorrel. When we sell 7 barrels in a yard we are rich. From Pakistan to Amsterdam, from Westmoreland to Africa. Plant it in a country and then sell it in the capital. Germany to Italy, from Netherlands to Paris, France. Kushum pang am blow the smoke up in a Vatican.
Pass the kushum bang, pass it over.
Well, Frankie, just by associating yourself with Skygrass, a certain amount of attention will be directed at them, and I'm sure that's what the intention is.
Yeah, that's what they intend to do.
Well, just to give people the information, the name is Skygrass. It's one word, Skygrass. I guess they're young people, so they're likely to be on Facebook, and you can probably find them on Twitter and them thing there.
Yeah. Out of Kingston, Jamaica.
Out of Kingston, okay. And you only buck up on them in the last little while. And
The time I went down there. But it was February.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, they certainly sound a very interesting unit.
They sound like they're interested. They're ready to roll. Yeah.
And it
sound like they're ready to roll.
That's right. And I notice, I get the impression that reggae bands in Jamaica are making a comeback.
I saw it the other day. I was amazed. Because I'm saying, a long time I haven't seen reggae bands playing in Jamaica like that. But when I went to Kingston, went all about, I see reggae bands striking up again. And I feel good about it.
Yeah.
because live music is the best.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, you can work with the digital thing, but it's nothing like real human beings.
No, I like the real thing. I like the real thing. Most definitely, the real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the title of the track is Pass the Kush, and I believe there's an interesting story about this this name Kushung Pen, because just
okay,
like,
when I was a little younger, I used to do shows in Negril and go out with Studio 54 sound system down in Monterey Bay or Tika Music, and there was a DJ by the name of Brady Levi, who's my good friend. He's living in Florida right now. I hope he's listening online. We were driving from Negril one night, me, him, and Hugh Lloyd, and Bucket, and Flags, the bassman, and the singer, and the keyboardist, and Briggy Levi. And I said, Briggy, you know, the Kushung Peng up at the yard. He said, yeah, man, I'm supposed to have some. I don't know how he knew what I was talking about.
Right.
But I was talking about the good, strong hybrid.
Yes.
So I said, bring in all the Kushung Peng up at the yard. He said, yeah, man, we have some up the man. When I got there, all of a sudden, he came out of the car first. When I got out, he gave me a little breakfast bag. You know the breakfast bag then?
Yes.
And I said, I didn't ask for so much Kushung Peng, man. He said, yeah, it's Kushung Peng. So what is that?
Yeah.
That's how the pen came up. Driving from Negril, I don't know what came into me. I just asked for Kushung Peng.
Right. Well, it's just like we were talking about Sierra underscore, because it looked like you coined a phrase now that take over the whole world. Now everybody's using that term.
Yeah. Everybody.
Well, it looked like you're leaving us a strong mark on the industry and in people's hearts.
A long time. I love it. You know, because it makes me feel, inventive.
yes. Well, that kind of leads me on to the next question, because as many people will know, you were born blind, and
right.
In your early years, an operation gave you some sight.
Actually, I was born blind, and I couldn't really see from both of the eyes clearly. So when I was about 6 years of age, going to school at the Salvation Army School of Life, I went on this hospital ship for 4 years called International Hope Hospital.
Okay.
And they had done some operations which got me stabilized. I can see from one eye properly.
Okay.
And the other one is not functioning properly.
Okay, yeah, okay.
So but I'm grateful for that.
I'm sure. Yes. And it gives you a certain awareness and a certain sensitivity, you know, having had a poor sight from birth,
yes,
and have it improve in your early years, but still,
yes,
it be, not 100%. Does that give you a certain awareness and a certain sensitivity to people with the disabilities and such?
Well, it gives me more of what some people have lacked, a little bit extra.
Okay.
So I have to give thanks for that.
Yes.
At all times. I have to give thanks to the Most High at all times, every day, every second, every minute, every year, every month, every moment.
Yes. Because in my job in the past, you know, I spend time trying to make people aware of equality issues and,
yes,
and around gender and around disability, the whole range.
Of course.
One of the exercises we use to make people understand and have some sympathy and awareness is to blindfold people for a short time.
And let them see how it's there.
That's it.
And some of them say they are amazed because some of the things that we do as partial sighted people, when they get blindfolded, they're scared to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying. Because we tend to let them do some tryouts, like eat while you blindfold, drink some water by the pipe while you blindfold. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives people a certain awareness, and you know, I think it's something that every person needs to experience, just so that
that they can know how we, as partial sighted and the ones that are totally blind, feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have a bit more consideration, you know?
Of course.
Because it's the people who are designing society, you know, they tend to design it for the able-bodied, fully sighted man.
Yeah. But we can do just the same and even more.
Yeah.
Because look at us working in the handwork department in our school, making benches, chairs,
yes,
letter holder, saving box, stools.
Yes. Yeah.
And all them things in our handwork department. And we make it, and they look good.
Yes, yes.
I know one boy from Gambia, a long time ago in Gambia. He can make helicopter.
Oh.
And he's blind.
Wow.
Real helicopter. But he make it from scratch.
Wow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And he's blind.
You see, they also say that you know, when you have one of the senses that is diminished in some way, it kind of boosts the other ones.
That's what I said to you earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, my sight that's gone. It makes me gain different other things and make it more stronger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Such as things like smelling, brain content, to learn fast and quick,
right?
To play all kind of instruments and all that.
Yes.
And God is the one that does it for all of us. So we have to give thanks.
Yes, yes.
Every day.
Well, that kind of leads me into the next tune that I want to play, because as a partially sighted person, most of the things that you do, you know, you could probably benefit from some help from a fully sighted person. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah.
And this next track really underlines that no man is an island.
That's right. No man is an island.
Is an island. No man stands alone. Man as my brother, each man as my friend.
Ooh, yeah. No, 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 no. An island.
Oh boy.
Give them a bottle already.
You see it. Big up Anna Hazer. Big up Sonia 58. Big up DJ 745. Big up yourself, Frankie. I like the intro. Make it sound like an anthem.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is. It is. Well, there's too much name to mention. I see how my Facebook is flashing and blowing up right now. Enough people in tune, enough people appreciating the conversation and the music. Large up each and everyone tuned in right now, wherever you are in the world. Big up yourself, Frankie. Large up yourself, Fire Roots.
And big up all that's online.
Well, Andy, what do you say?
Big up all the people that's online right now. No respect and much love.
No man is an island. No man stands alone. Each man as my brother. Each man as my friend.
no, 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 no. Alright. No man is an island. No man stand alone. Each man as your brother. Man, as your friend, now we need one another. Ooh yeah, ooh yeah. And we all should try to be friends. Each man as your brother, and remember, each man's dream as your own. World all by yourself. No, 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 you can't make it alone. Just as sure as you try to make it by yourself, you're gonna wake up and find you're gonna need somebody else. No man is an island.
Fantastic rendition of a Dennis Brown track, No Man Is an Island, from Frankie Paul. Large Apollo's booming up the shout box, and Hilton and Smart Mel, Sonia 58, Roughneck Shamila, big up Mama J, Anna Hazer, big up Rough, Selector Roast Breadfruit, Ochi Santos, Superstar.
Somebody named Roast Breadfruit.
Yeah, you know,
Roast Breadfruit.
One of the big selectors here on Reggae Space. Big up DJ 745, Ganja Smuggling. Big up Kindred out of VI, Jack Queen, Sister Moon, Lioness of Judah, LM June out of JA. Big up Mr. Feelgood out of Leicester City.
Hey, Mr. Feelgood, my bad. Long time, man.
Yes, I. Big up Mr. Feelgood. Big up Panda and Valentina out of Italy. Who else I can see? Climb No Trees, Caribbean Queen.
Enough people I can see.
Yes.
Respect. Much love.
Yes. And much love to you, and respect goes out to you. I want to turn the conversation on to the future now, Frankie.
Yeah.
Well, kind of like the future. I mean, I'm aware that for many years you as an artist were without any sort of dedicated management, and of recent times you set up a management team. You notice any significant difference since then?
There's a lot, yeah.
Yeah?
A lot. Because I tend to we're doing a lot of big shows now. I used to do big shows back in the days, but I'm doing more like outdoor shows, you know, mostly, and big venues.
Right.
Yeah. And I appreciate that.
Yeah. What was the reason why you never had any management before? It seems to me
I had management, but you know, some management go they diving, ducking, all kind of craziness. You have to fire them and hire new ones and all that.
Right, right.
So that's what happened.
Okay.
Years. I had a couple of good management, but then they were shady at times.
Yeah.
And you can't stay around shady people. You have to get rid of them. Yeah. So I'm not going to tie myself down with people who don't mean no good for me.
Yes, of course.
And people who just love to read and don't want to help to do nothing.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So it's important for an artist really to develop and move forward if they...
Most definitely. So I formed a management team with some nice people who will take care of the job right now and let me get back to where I am. Not saying I had stopped. I didn't stop.
No.
To help me get back on the road again.
Yes.
I was chilling out of it.
I mean, you know, for me, you know, an artist like yourself needs to have full recognition, you know, to have the full support from a team that is going to put you in.
We're going to get it, inshallah, by God's grace. We're going to get it back. I'm going to get it back. So
yeah.
I have nothing to worry about because I know that God is there. And all my fans are there to back me in. My management team is there to help me move along.
Yep.
And people who I love and care about are there behind me to help me get stronger. Because I was down and out a couple of years ago. I had diabetes. And then I had this pinched nerve that gave me a whole lot of trouble, pain. I was in the hospital for about a year and change.
Right.
And back and forth from the hospital every term because I have to go back to check up and see if it's getting worse or better.
Right.
Because I was supposed to do a surgery, but we're kind of scared of the surgery. And some people are telling me about laser surgery. And I don't know if it will work because my doctor told me that it's 50-50 chance.
Okay.
If they do the surgery, because it's a delicate procedure.
Yes.
Yeah. So I decided I would feel a little pain and take some pain medicine. Yeah?
Yeah.
Because I'm not saying I'm scared, but I don't want nothing to go wrong that I have to be in the wheelchair
right.
for the rest of my life.
Yes, of course. It's a concern.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have to keep praying. I have to... continue feeling some pain and take some strong medication to bring it down.
Yeah.
By God's grace, one of these days, one of these times, something will happen that I don't feel the pain again.
Okay.
By God's grace.
Well, I wish you all the best with your health in the future. But I'm curious also about your musical future, in which direction...
Oh, it's not going anywhere. that part is my life.
Yes, yeah? Yes.
It's not going. Even if I have to lay down in my bed and sing, I would sing. Let them bring the keyboard there. I would play. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, have you any particular goals in mind over the next few years? Is there anything that you want to do that you haven't done already?
What I'd like to do now is build a hospital.
A hospital?
Yes.
In Gambia?
Yes.
Okay. Everything focused on Gambia?
Yes.
Yeah.
A nice hospital with everything.
Okay.
Yeah. There's nothing to be short there.
Right.
Everything has to be there.
So.
Best doctors and best nurses and physicians.
So at the moment, is that a dream or have you started to put things in place?
Well, I just decided the other day.
Yeah.
And I've dreamt about it.
Okay.
And I think all good dreams will come true.
Yes.
By God's grace. Yeah.
With help from the Most High.
Help from the Most High.
Well, I wish you all the best with that, and I'm sure that is a well worthy cause for people to support.
Yes, because they told me, do something for the poor people and do something for people that are in need.
Yes.
And I'm doing that. Great. And I will be continuously doing that.
Wow. Forever. Well, people will get the impression that your heart is in the right place and you have a concern for people less fortunate than yourself.
Yes, most definitely. I've always been like that.
Yes.
I would give... If I have 10 euro in my pocket today and someone is in need of something, I'll give it to them.
Yes.
Yeah, because I know the blessing never stops slow. I am totally blessed.
That's right. Blessings them go round.
Yes.
All right. Well, I got one more tune I want to play. I'm conscious that we've had you on air for about an hour, and I don't want to overstay my welcome as such. I want to also give you the opportunity to big up who and who you want to big up. But first, I want to play this tune, another big tune from Dennis Brown that you have done a great job with. I'm sure everybody really appreciates this one. The particular track I'm talking about is Love Has Found Its Way.
I knew it was that track. one of my favorite tracks on the album. Love Has Found Its Way. Frankie Dancehall Paul sings Dennis Brown on the Respect album. Check it out.
Yeah, baby. Found its way in our hearts today, yeah. Love has found its way in our hearts today, in our hearts today, yeah.
Great job you done there, Frankie.
Thank you very much.
And big respects to everyone booming up the shout box. Sonia 58, big up Dags, Lioness of Judah, so much name to mention. Naya Shane, big up Mama J, Kindred, big up Dags, and Jack Queen, Sister Moon, Hilton, and DJ 745, Climb No Trees, Superstar, Smart Mel, all I wanna. Big up on the set.
Was meant to be. Oh, lady, please let me stay with you. This love is so hard to resist. Let me feel your love and kindness and all your tenderness. I said all your tenderness. Found its way in our hearts today. Yeah. Love has found its way in our hearts today. In our hearts today.
There was one more thing I wanted to ask of you, Frankie, before you start big up all your Massive and all your crew.
Yeah.
I read somewhere that you have aspirations to enter the acting. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes. I've done a lot of that in my long time. In school, on the streets, everywhere.
Okay.
And I also do that job for radio, like RFM, Jamaica's number one radio, more DJ.
Ah.
Yeah?
Yes, you have a voice that lends itself to very well to that kind of thing.
Yeah. I've always, you see, when I was a youngster back in the days, I used to glue myself to the television and the radio. And all the commercials, I would know them by the end of the day.
Yes. Well, I was an avid radio listener, and your voice comes across in jingles from, well, I was in London, so you might know the name David Radigan.
Of course, yes, that's my good friend.
Yes. Yeah. So I recognize you as the radio voice in many, many jingles I've been hearing over many, many years.
David Rodigan on Capital Radio.
That's right.
Don't move a dial.
Wow, that's the first time I mention an ex-DJ on my show. You know that?
Oh, my God.
But
he's original. He's foundation.
Yes. Yes. Enough respect to David Radigan.
Enough respect, David. I'd like to shout out to Stingray Shines from South Harrow, all the Brixton people, Black and Dread, all the Summer Lane Road people, my little brother Andrew Banton, Mike General from Tottenham. I'd like to say enough respect to Stama, Tottenham. I'd like to say enough respect to Don Charles. There's a lot of people. Sion, my little cousin up there in the village in Woolwich. I like to say no respect to Kim, Pamela, Carol, all their kids, and Black and Dread's daughter, Colleen, and can't remember all of them, man. It's too much people. June, I'd say a big shout out to Big Lloyd. The Roberts family, Leroy, Margaret. Yeah, I'd like to say enough shout out to all the people that I haven't mentioned their name, but they're my friends. You know who you are. Enough love, enough respect. And to you, Mr. Yendi, enough respect. And to all the people in the chat box, big up on the status. And I'll always love you always. Listen to my music every day. And I still got more to throw down at you. So I keep listening. And anywhere Frankie Paul goes, I want to see all my fans appear and support. Much love. Yeah. And much blessings from God.
Well, I'm sure you've all your fans will continue to support you, and I'm sure you've gained a few more fans here tonight. I want to encourage people to go out and buy Frankie Paul music, particularly the latest LP entitled Respect. Frankie Paul sings Dennis Brown.
That's right. And to all my friends in Gambia, and to the president of Gambia, Sheikh Alhaji Professor Dr. AJJ Yahya Jammeh. Much respect. And to the Vice President, Madam Njai Sadi. Enough respect and much love. Yeah, all my Gambian family, big up in the status. Loving and like cooked food. Yeah? Right. Frankie Dance All Paul.
Yes, I have to big up Fire Roots. And
Fire Roots, Dewey. All my people in Jamaica. Big up in the status. Love it.
And enough respect to DAGs and promoters. I see some links coming in the shout box there for you. Your Facebook fan page and your Amazon and your
all
iTunes.
All my fans from my Facebook fan page, big up in the status spheres. All the people I know, I think I know about 26 million people and going strong. Big up in the status. Love you all. Keep listening to the old Gaga and keep giving me the praise so I go on and on and on. And I like to say, enough shout out, enough respect. Much love.
Well,
I don't know what else to say.
Well, you said enough things, and as you say, if your name don't get mentioned, it's love still.
Yeah. And before I go, let me just sing something for all my fans.
Please.
Are you ready?
Yeah, man.
I don't smoke cigarettes, God, it will stop, I breath. Oh, no, oh. I'm on those stiff coke, God, it will make I choke. Oh, why, why? And all I smoke is the real Cushion Peng. Cushion Peng make I close the one till 10. Pass the Cushion Peng, pass it over. Everybody sing, pass the Cushion Peng, pass it over again. Hey, and if you are here, I love it, pass forward.
Sure, man.
I can barely it slight enough, huh?
Frankie, you're large, man. You're larger than large.
No respect, no respect.
Many best thanks time. For spending time with us here at Reggae it's Space. It's been really appreciated by not only me, but all the listeners and all the people on the base and the shout box. I'm sure, speaking on behalf of all of them, we really appreciate you spending time with us here. And much power and strength to you and success in your future career.
Thank you.
Respect, sir. Respect.
And may God bless you all. Love you. Peace.
Expect to play that one time. No way. Large up the whole of the show. Box DJ 745, King Dread, Lioness of Judah, big up Sonia, Smart Mel, Superstar.
So I find out what it is with your telephone.
Jaqueen, Sister Moon, Lioness of Judah, LM June, Mama Jaziel. One more time from the top.
No, but I know what it is.
Wow.
You've been listening to Yendis in conversation with the great Frankie Paul. And you can probably hear him still in the background.
Sitting here watching fools by themselves. You can't surrender, no.
great LP this is. Make sure you rush out and get yourself a copy. It's Respect.
You can't surrender. No, 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 no.
I'm gonna give you one more of the LP. One more before I leave you tonight. This one goes by the title Revolution.
No, 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 no. Eyes right. This is a revolution. Present.
Just about it from me right now. Until the morning, I'll be back here 7:30 GMT. Big respects to each and every one who's been in tune for the last couple hours. Big respects all those I can see on the base. I'll give a roll call before I leave. Anna Hazer, Caribbean Queen, Climb No Trees, Dags, DJ 745, Ganja Smuggling, King Dread, Jaqueen, Lioness of Judah, LM June, Mama J, Mr. Feelgood, Naya Shane, Patricia 63, Promotants, Roughneck Shamila, Big Up Selector, Rose Breadfruit, Smart Mel, Sonia, Superstar, Thomas Haggai Santos, I know him as Ochi Santos. Big respects to all those I can see on the base. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And big up to all those listening out in cyberspace, the Facebook, as big up yourselves. Big up to Fire Roots, Frankie Paul, and all the crew supporting him. Well, if you enjoyed yourself tonight, make sure you tell all your family and friends about it. Most Tuesdays you find me here in the DJ booth with an artist or other. Certainly one of the highlights of my interviewing career was speaking to Frankie tonight.
Do you know what it means to have a revolution? Do you know what it means to stand and fight like soldiers? Many are called, few are chosen.
So good afternoon, if it's afternoon where you're there. Good evening, if it's evening. And good night, if it's night. As I say, I'll be back in the morning, 7:30 GMT. Try and check me out.
This is Sarah Lugo, and you're tuning in to the Reggae Space Online Radio. You're listening to the one and only Yandis. Keeping the reggae alive, keeping the vibes alive, and spreading the love. Big up, Yandis.